From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two players on the Greek Olympic baseball team were among five athletes banned today from the Summer Games for doping violations. The Olympics begin Friday in Athens, and today's announcement was an embarrassment for the host country. NPR's Tom Goldman is in Athens and joins us now. And Tom, it sounds like you could make a mini United Nations out of these athletes' name today.
Yeah, you had athletes from Ireland, Switzerland, Spain, and they're actually not Greek, but they're American of Greek descent. It also runs the gamut as far as the different sports: baseball, canoe, kayaking, bicycle racing, track and field. You had the two players from the Greek baseball team, Andrew James Brack, who tested positive for a steroid, and Derek Nicholson, who tested positive for diuretics, which basically flush drugs out of your system. You had a Spanish kayaker named Jovino Gonzalez, who finished sixth in the 500-meter kayak event in Sydney, and he tested positive for EPO, an oxygen-boosting substance that's illegal. A Swiss cyclist, Oscar Kamenzind, also tested positive for EPO, and an Irish distance runner who reportedly admitted using EPO.
Let's talk a bit about the two members of the Greek baseball team. As I understand it, they can stretch their definition of Greek heritage pretty far and still make that team.
That's exactly right. As I mentioned, they're actually Americans of Greek descent. Baseball is not a widely popular sport in Greece like it is in the U.S., but since host countries normally try to field teams in all the Olympic sports, Greece recruited a team largely made up of Americans and Canadians. Now, some found this story kind of funny and charming, and others complain, as you mentioned, that it kind of stretches the idea of ethnicity for Olympic competition purposes. But one thing is for certain, Melissa, it's not a charming story for Greece today. For months, you know, Greece has been, even years, been fending off criticism about other types of problems like poor planning and potential security problems at the Games and huge cost overruns for the Olympics.
Tom, there's been a lot of news about doping in recent weeks, and in particular with more high-profile athletes like American track and field competitors. What's the latest on those cases?
Well, one in particular, U.S. sprinter Tori Edwards announced today that she will appeal what most likely will be a two-year suspension. Edwards qualified for both the 100 and 200 meters in Athens. Last spring, she had tested positive for a powerful stimulant, and just recently, the international body overseeing track and field ruled that she was indeed guilty of a doping violation, but they don't have the final say. They sent the case back to the U.S., but the decision is expected to be upheld, and as I mentioned today, Tori Edwards says she has no choice but to fight it with a final appeal before an international arbitration panel.
Is it your sense that this doping news is a sign that there's more illegal drug use that's going on, or is it a sign that the drug cops are cracking down, or maybe just that there's more sensitive testing?
Well, you know, it's hard to quantify just how much doping is happening. But yes, I would say that the testing is perhaps more sensitive. For the first time, there is going to be a lot more blood testing of athletes rather than just urine testing. And blood testing can pick things up that urine testing may miss. On the other aspect of your question about the drug cops cracking down, definitely the anti-drug people are talking tougher in this week before the games start. There will be 25% more testing before and during these games than there was at the Sydney Olympics in 2000. And drug testers say they are very close to having a test for human growth hormone, and in fact may even have it for these games. Human growth hormone is a popular illegal substance for dopers, especially since there's been no way to detect it in the past.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Tom Goldman is in Athens to cover the Olympic Games, which start on Friday.